Governor Evers called for changes to the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program in his executive budget proposal aimed at removing some hurdles for conservation projects. The changes would include a requirement that lawmaker objections to these conservation projects be made public instead of anonymous, along with relaxed rules for legislative review. The proposals come about a month after the Legislative Finance Committee blocked what might have been one of the largest conservation projects in state history. We're talking about the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program and the governor's push to make it easier for those projects to happen. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your thoughts on conservation projects in the state for this stewardship program? Should they require approval from state lawmakers? Do you have some of these in your community? Are you in a place where you think you might have too many of them in your community? There are some concerns in parts of the state. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Charles Carlin is Director of Strategic Initiatives at Gathering Waters, Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trusts. Charlie, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's good to be here today.
Can you give us the basics on how the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program Fund actually works?
So the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is Wisconsin's flagship environmental conservation program. And I think the most simple way to describe it is if there's a place outside in Wisconsin that you love, there's a good chance that the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program has helped protect it, improve it, and make it accessible to you. So since 1990, the Stewardship Program has provided grants both to the DNR, to local governments, and to nonprofit conservation organizations to acquire land for conservation. And then it also provides grants to nonprofits and local governments and money to the DNR for the infrastructure that we need to be able to get out and enjoy all the places that make Wisconsin special. So that's things like trails, boat launches, campgrounds, even simple things like restroom facilities at state parks can be funded through the stewardship program. So it's really done tremendous work. We like to say that more than 90% of Wisconsinites live within a mile of a Knowles-Nelson stewardship project.
Looking at the proposed changes in Governor Evers' budget, now this would all have to be approved by the legislature, which is never a sure thing. He would want to allow more projects to be allowed to happen without legislative approval, essentially, as I understand it, changing the dollar threshold that requires lawmakers to weigh in. What are you seeing there? How would that work?
So the way that the program currently works is any grant for more than $250,000 or pretty arbitrarily any project in northern Wisconsin that's north of Highway 64 goes to the legislature's powerful Joint Finance Committee for review. And that committee has 2 weeks to review projects. They can ask questions and they can do nothing, and that approves the project. Or they can raise an objection, and that effectively stops the project in its tracks. And so what Governor Evers is proposing is to raise that dollar amount up to $500,000 and also to require legislators to name themselves if they want to object to a project. By current practice, legislators can object anonymously. We don't know who objects to a project. We don't know why they object to a project. And even though state law is crystal clear that the Finance Committee is expected to hold hearings to discuss those grants, that rarely ever happens. And unfortunately, the legislature has really just increasingly weaponized this ability to object to projects. I was just looking back through data from the Department of Natural Resources, and since 2014, 43 projects have been held up because of objections from the Finance Committee, and only 14 of those projects ever received a hearing.
Let's bring on a caller now. Matt is with us in Chippewa County. Matt, hi.
Hi, I'm a County Forest Administrator for Chippewa County, and it's really important for Knowles-Nelson to support the counties when we are looking at land purchases. And the fact that we don't know who's objecting to our proposals is makes it very difficult to make the project successful. So I fully support the governor's changes.
Matt, thanks for the call. Charlie, what do you think?
Well, I can certainly sympathize with what Matt is saying. When an objection comes up anonymously and there are no public hearings, we don't understand what the objections are, and there's no mechanism to have a public debate so that concerns can be raised, a compromise can be reached. Instead, we're left with essentially rumor and innuendo from the legislature, and then misinformation can start to spread. You mentioned briefly at the start of this mm-hmm. segment that the legislature has currently blocked the Pelican River State Forest in northern Wisconsin. And that's a private land conservation project. The land would be protected with a conservation easement. Right now, there's a major misinformation campaign that is spreading essentially lies about the project, saying that it's a public land acquisition, that it would take land off of the tax rolls. And because we don't have any public hearings about this, it makes it really difficult to set the record straight. And so simply having that debate would get us so much further along to being able to understand, are there legitimate concerns about projects? Can those concerns be met? And can we find some common sense compromises to help us all move forward?
Thanks for that call, Matt. We're talking to Charlie Carlin, Director of Strategic Initiatives at Gathering Waters Alliance for Land Trusts. Next up, we'll hear about what happens when the legislature doesn't support a big conservation project. Charlie stays with us. We'll hear from our own Danielle Kading, who's been following these issues. You can join in with your thoughts or questions, maybe a local experience, at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. The conversation continues coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about the governor's proposed changes to the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program, spurred in part by lawmakers' rejection of what would have been the biggest conservation project in Wisconsin, the Pelican River Forest Project. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Charlie Carlin stays with us from Gathering Waters. And Danielle Kading joins us now, reporter for WPR, covering the environment in northern Wisconsin. She wrote about the Pelican River Forest Project and the latest Natural Resources Board meeting. Danny, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
Just a few moments back, Charlie referenced that Pelican River Forest Project. Can you tell us a little more about what was going to happen and what did end up happening?
Yeah, so this was a project that would basically preserve 70,000 acres of private forest land across northern Wisconsin, and it would set it aside for recreational use and logging. And basically, last fall, the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board signed off on a $15.5 million conservation easement to preserve the bulk of that project. And it would be funded in part by a federal forest legacy grant. And the state would also have to chip in some funding through the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program in the amount of about $4 million. And this is a property that has 68 miles of streams and 27,000 acres of forested wetlands. And it's just a good link between the Oneida County Forest and the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. And they say it would also support hundreds of forest-related jobs as well. And so the people and the Natural Resources Board that support this project really want to see it happen for those reasons.
But it sounds like this one was blocked in this process in the legislature.
Yes, there were some lawmakers on the state's finance committee that objected to this conservation effort. So far, Senator Mary Felskowski, a Republican from Irma, is the only one who has spoken publicly about her concerns related to this. She said that there were other members of the Joint Committee on Finance who were also opposed to the project, but she declined to name them. And basically, she said that she's not opposed to stewardship funding or the state owning public land, but basically, there is already a lot of public land in northern Wisconsin counties, and there's some concerns about taking properties off the tax rolls or taking it away from the private sector. You know, she would like to see some of these lands used for either development or, you know, related to housing needs in the area. And while this project does not take lands off the tax rolls, Felskowski argues that they would be taxed at a lower rate because they're enrolled in the state's managed forest law program.
So for supporters of this project, Danny, is this done? Are they looking for alternate sources of funding, trying to bring this back to get a hearing? Where are they now on the project?
I don't think anyone wants to see this project abandoned. Right now, about $3 million in stewardship funds have been obligated for this project. If that doesn't happen by June 30th, it could get rolled over into the next year. And if the committee ultimately denies funding or fails to act, the agency might have to launch a fundraising campaign or seek a landowner donation to come up with funds to match the federal grant that they have. That's paid for the bulk of this conservation easement.
Before I let you go, Danny, you've covered a related issue, someone on the Natural Resources Board expressing concerns that the DNR isn't funding maintenance enough of existing habitats that are protected in conservation programs. So what are the concerns there?
Yeah, board member Greg Kazmierski spoke about this at this past week's meeting. He's concerned there's not enough funding to manage habitats for wildlife as the state has added more properties under the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. And he's concerned that if we don't set some more money aside for this, that basically we're going to have a quote-unquote wildlife desert out there if we don't keep up with that. And the DNR has said that basically a certain pot of funding for habitat management has increased over the last decade by about $4 million. And so the costs are increasing. And so the question is, how do you support that or maintain these habitats without additional funding? And they want to see some potential support from the legislature around that.
Danny, thanks a lot for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR reporter, talking to us about the blocked Pelican River Forest Project and the latest Natural Resources Board meeting. Now back to Charlie Carlin with Gathering Waters, looking at the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. With that big project, Charlie, that you had mentioned, that Danny told us about, the Pelican River Forest Project, what are your hopes now that, at least for now, that Knowles-Nelson funding has been blocked?
Well, the Knowles-Nelson funding has been blocked, but I'm confident that the conservation project itself is going to move forwards. As Danny mentioned, there's $11 million in federal funding on the table from the Forest Legacy Program. And the first part of the Pelican River Forest, about 12,000 acres, has already been conserved with Knowles-Nelson stewardship dollars. Interestingly, neither Senator Felskowski nor any of her colleagues on the Finance Committee raised any concerns with the first phase of that project. What might be lost if the Knowles-Nelson stewardship dollars don't come through is really the enhanced public access that state support can provide. So right now, as the plan stands, there would be 70 miles of interior roads that would be opened up and maintained for public access. And the current landowner, the Conservation Fund, would fund $1.5 million endowment to make sure that those roads are maintained in perpetuity. There are also plans to expand snowmobile and ATV trails on the property. And it's really the state support that makes enhanced public access like that possible. And so I think it would be a real shame to lose out on really those great benefits for the people of Wisconsin. I think whether or not the stewardship funding is there, there is so much support for the project across the state that folks will figure out how to close that gap. And we'll make sure that this land is managed for wildlife and sustainable logging, you know, into perpetuity.
Let's go back to our callers. Grace is with us in New Glarus. Grace, hello.
Hi. So what I'm wondering about is, why are these hearings on these funds apparently are not open to the public? And why are these legislators being able to hide from their responsibility to let the public know what they're doing? Don't we have sunshine laws in this state to help deal with stuff like that?
Grace, thanks for the call. Grace, referring to the ability of Joint Finance Committee members to anonymously block these proposals, Charlie, which the governor's budget proposal would end. It is like a quirk, anyway, in the way state government works, as I understand it, Charlie.
It's both a quirk, and the Joint Finance Committee is simply not following the law as it's written. So state statute is really clear that if a member of the Finance Committee wants to object to a Knowles-Nelson project, they have to notify the DNR that a meeting has been scheduled to discuss the grant. Instead, the letters that the Finance Committee sends to the DNR simply say an objection has been raised and a meeting will be scheduled. And then, of course, they very rarely hold those meetings. So it is true that within state statute, there's essentially a loophole that allows legislators to object without naming themselves. And then the failure of the Finance Committee to schedule and hold those hearings means that legislators' positions never go on the public record. Proponents of projects never have an opportunity to speak up. And because votes are rarely held on these projects, a single legislator can stall a project when really I think the intent of the law is to allow a majority of the Finance Committee to put the brakes on a project if they have some major concerns. So in effect, what we have right now is the Finance Committee not following the law. And because they're not following the law, a single legislator can exercise an anonymous pocket veto. And I really share Grace's perception there. It's outrageous. It's an affront to basic principles of good democracy. And the governor's proposals are certainly a step in the right direction.
Thanks for the call, Grace. Briefly, as we wrap up, Charlie, would you hope for a public hearing process where local concerns, local objections could be raised, negotiated around, and you know people could find compromises if they see problems with particular projects?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the thing that we would like to see added to the governor's proposal is really clear timelines for hearings and votes. So, for example, if we said a hearing had to be held within 30 days and a vote within 60 days, and those hearings would be public, then those with concerns and those who are proponents of projects would both have an opportunity to make their voices heard. Legislators could debate the merits of a project, and they would vote on that project, and we would know where each legislator stands. And that would be a really crucial step towards bringing just some basic accountability and transparency and good governance back to the way the Finance Committee operates.
Charlie, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
That's Charlie Carlin, Director of Strategic Initiatives at Gathering Waters. He talked to us about Governor Evers' proposed changes to the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. We also heard from WPR reporter Danielle Kading.